is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You have time. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I know that that last segment, especially the final few minutes there, really took us into an area that a lot of people may or may not be aware of. But that's the reason why it's so important that we fight for our biblical foundation for this country, and that our rights come from God, not from government. So important in all that is happening right now, that is a primary focus of us as Christians, and as we look at the people that we're going to elect, what kind of principled individuals. And the primary is where you really make those decisions. And I just encourage you again, get involved. Reach out to me. ChosenGenerationRadio.com is the website. Contact me there. I'll be happy to help you with that. All right. Oh, and by the way, phone call, 202-224-3121. That's the Capital Switchboard, 202-224-3121. Tell your senators to say no to the Bernie Sanders $3.5 trillion budget resolution. Okay? Just tell them, say no. And if you'd like more information on that, again, reach out to me or reach out to my next guest, Rick Manning, as well at Americans for Limited Government. We'll be happy to give you more information on that. Gun Owners of America has information out about it. Americans for Limited Government has information about it. And I wrote some information about it regarding what it's going to do in arming the IRS to come after not only churches like mine, but to come after radio stations like the Truth Network or USA if they put any religious broadcasting on their station. Seriously. All right. My guest, Claire Lopez, and she was a CIA. I always get this wrong, Claire. I'm so sorry. I had one thing fixed in my head. That's the problem. I had this image with you and this one thought fixed in my head, and I'm having trouble discarding it. So I'll let you explain that, and then Rick Manning I've already introduced. So Claire, again, tell me about the CIA background and what it is that I need to say so I get it right.
Sure, no problem. Operations officer.
Okay.
Operations officer.
Okay. All
See,
right.
The FBI calls their people agents, but at the agency, we call our people, or at that time we did, we called them officers.
Okay.
And agents would be those foreigners recruited to provide information to us.
Uh-huh. See, and I thought those were assets. What do I know?
Yes, another word for
okay.
it. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Well, we got that one settled. Claire, talk to me about.
She just said that there aren't agents at the agency.
Well, the agents are overseas.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Thank you very much. So go ahead, it's all my fault, folks.
It's all on me. I'm the one that messed this up to begin with. That's why I want to get it straight so we can avoid this conversation every 2 weeks. So what I wanted to talk about is what's going on in Iran. I know that Iran recently elected a new president. This president is a murderer. You'll give us the background on that, Claire. I talked about this a little bit with David Wormser last week, actually. But I want to get back into this because, you know, with everything else that they're doing, they're taking the attention off what I believe is a very, very serious threat to our country in the form of Iran.
Yeah, I have to agree, Pastor Greg. The newly selected, I wouldn't call it elected, but selected president of Iran, in elections, so-called, held back in June of this year, boycotted by the majority of the Iranian people, actually. Anyway, that farce brought to power Ibrahim Raisi. Ibrahim Raisi formerly came up through the ranks of the regime and has been part of the revolution of the regime since the beginning. But he came up through the ranks in the judiciary system, and he was the chief of the judiciary system in Iran before the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader, very openly let it be known that Raisi was his choice to be the next president, and you know any number of other contenders were simply dropped from contention. They were not even allowed to run. Raisi's background is as a butcher. I mean, there's no other word for it. He's a butcher. He is most, perhaps worst, known for his role in the 1988 prison massacre. During which, in the course of just a few months, tens of thousands of Iranian prisoners were executed. And this probably happened because it was right at that time that Iran had decided to accept a ceasefire in the decade-long war with Iraq, as Khomeini, the Ayatollah Khomeini at that time, said he's going to drink the poison chalice. And if they were going to take the emphasis off of an external enemy now and accept that ceasefire with Iraq, they knew then that the focus would shift to the internal opposition. And that was primarily, of course, the Mujahideen cult, then as now the largest, best organized of the democratic opposition to the regime. So tens of thousands came before a death commission, of which Raisi was a part, and they were condemned. Many of them were just kids. They were teenagers. And the girls, of course, the young women were raped before they were killed in the absolutely twisted belief that this would prevent them from going to paradise. That's the new president of Iran.
You know, Sweden has just tried Hamid Nouri over the 1988 prison massacre. He was the deputy prosecutor of Gorhadasht prison near Tehran at the time of the killings. He was arrested upon his arrival in Sweden in 2019 and is accused of murder and war crimes. And so they're in the process of prosecuting him.
Well, good for Sweden. Yes. Of course, there were many who had responsibility for that slaughter. The point that Raisi, the new president, was part and parcel of that death commission. But also, from that point onwards to the current day, I mean, all these intervening decades, too, he was very much involved in sending thousands of Iranians to their deaths.
30,000, they're estimating, was the number of prisoners that were killed there. Let's get to his...
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
Because when people think about somebody being the head of the judiciary system, here in America, they tend to think of somebody wearing robes and being judicious. And, the Iranian judiciary system is enforcing Sharia. And so it's a different, kind of a different animal. So as the chief enforcer of Sharia, one can infer that he is the radical of the radicals in terms of being in terms of his hatred towards Israel, in terms of his view towards anybody who is not a practicer of Islam, a practitioner of Islam. Is that correct?
Well, you're certainly right about Islamic law being enforced very strictly in Iran. But there's nothing extremist or radical about it. It's totally mainstream. It's right up the middle, normative, orthodox Islam. There's nothing extremist about it. And this is a system that authorizes amputation, execution for adultery, apostasy, homosexuality, flogging,
Claire.
Sex slavery.
Yeah, Claire, yes. Hang on one second, because you made a really, really important point, but it almost sounded as though it was a redirect, and I want folks to understand that it's not. In Western culture's view, the Sharia regime would be considered extreme. What you're saying is that they need to change the way they perceive this, because the reality is that that Sharia is Islam. Islam and Sharia are one and the same. And
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
And so the things you're describing are normative, and that's the issue that we're battling here. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, people have so much trouble trying to think with their Western brains, and everything in their mind is in the context of Western liberal style democracy, Judeo-Christian based legal systems. But Islamic law systems would look at our system and say that's extremist and radical and we don't want any part of it. You have to put yourselves in the context of what we're talking about, and that's why I say, and you're right, absolutely, Pastor Greg and Rick both, to enforce Islamic law strictly as Iran does is totally normative. It's straight up the middle. It's not, I mean, extremist means deviation from the norm, but this is the norm, and that's what people have to understand.
Rick?
No, that's exactly right. It is the domestic implications here in places where there are demands for Sharia to be enforced here in America. Dearborn, there was a fight in Irving, Texas a couple of years ago. People need to understand that that is a direct contradiction to everything our country stands for, and the contradiction between, and it's a rejection of our Constitution. It's a rejection of the Bill of Rights. It's a rejection of everything. And so it gets played like it's, oh, well, this is, like no big deal, but it is a big deal. And
talk to us, Claire, about the threat that this creates and the instability that this creates right now in the Middle East.
What we're looking at with the ascension of Raisi to the presidency and his clear, close working relationship with the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the indicators are that Iran has decided at the top leadership level to move in a much more openly aggressive way. We see this in the attacks on shipping lately again, in the areas of the Strait of Hormuz, the Gulf of Oman. We see it in the all-out race for a deliverable nuclear weapon, the violations of every provision of the 2015 JCPOA, Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or Iran deal. The Defense Minister of Israel, Benny Gantz, just very recently made a statement, I think it was him, to the effect that that Iran, and this is open information, never mind clandestine program, but open information, Benny Gantz thinks that Iran is now something like 10 weeks away from a breakout capability. Breakout means enough enriched uranium on hand to make one bomb. Well, I mean, they've been making warheads for years, but he's not going to say that publicly. So in all of these areas, as well as the backing for the local proxy militias, meaning Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iraqi Shiite militias, the Hashd-e-Shaabi, all of these things together indicate that there is, you know, a decision being taken in Tehran by the top leadership to just, you know, push for everything they can get, and the reason is in large measure because they see weak in the White House.
Well, and you know, bringing that back to the home front, you know, Iran is funding Hamas. Iran is funding Hezbollah, and Hamas and Hezbollah are associated with CARE, and Iran is helping them, and this is all on our soil. And you know, again, first a religion of peace, now they're pushing the political end. You gotta wonder how soon are they gonna start military actions right here, and they will originate out of their mosques. And I think that's something we got to talk about, Claire. Back with more right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products. But they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest, Claire Lopez, former operations officer for the CIA. And also Rick Manning is our co-host from Americans for Limited Government. You can find both of them at the CG Contributors at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Go to CG Contributors. Claire, I was kind of just saying, you know, that the first step that they have is religion. We're here in peace. The second step is the political, and then the next step is military. This is the common practice of Islam in every nation that it's gone to. How dangerous and where do you see us at right now with some of the things that are happening with open Islamic adherence in our highest levels of government?
Well, I mean, not only do we have the top levels of our national government at the National Security Council and elsewhere thoroughly penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, is a jihadist organization founded in Egypt. The Gaza branch of the Muslim Brotherhood is Hamas. And organizations in the United States that are front groups for the Muslim Brotherhood, like CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE actually is the U.S. branch of Hamas. And what they begin with, of course, in a place that is still strong and still has a constitution like we do, and by the way, Islamic law is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution on many, many grounds. I'd recommend to you the book called Islamic Doctrine versus the U.S. Constitution, written by Dr. Stephen Kirby. Came out in late 2019 for more on that. But they begin then in a place like ours, a country like ours, still strong, with nipping away at the edges. For example, as you mentioned before there, Pastor Greg, about Ilhan Omar, the representative from Minneapolis, Minnesota, wanting to have an Islamophobia, czar or
commission,
some such thing.
Commission.
And the point, of course, is to stifle any and all criticism of Islam, because, of course, under Islamic law, slander, the word they use, which does not mean the same thing that U.S. law means, but under Islamic law, slander literally is that which would offend a Muslim. And it can, in some circumstances, bring the death penalty. The first thing to do is to stifle speech. I mean, kind of hand in hand with what's going on with big tech, it comes to mind. Stifle free speech. Get rid of the ability to speak openly and freely and truthfully. Mm-hmm. But I will also mention this, that we already have no-go zones in America. People may not realize this, or they might think of places like Paris or Brussels or, you know, somewhere in Europe. But we have no-go zones, and Ilhan Omar's district Little Mogadishu, in the center of Minneapolis, Minnesota, is one of those where Sharia is the law of the neighborhood. We cannot continue like that, permit that. That is secession from the writ of law of U.S. government and Constitution.
And New York has Sharia police in vehicles that look like NYPD driving around certain neighborhoods, making adherents adhere to Sharia law. If you have a question about some of this, go to my blog page. Al Rasooli is putting up articles. I'm posting those articles. One of them is this: can any Muslim be a loyal citizen? He answers it with quotes from the Quran. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Stay tuned. Love you, folks. God's got our back. Remember that.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.